Hi, and welcome to Breaking Autopilot, a conversational podcast about living our life with intention. So today I want to talk about changes that I've been going through, and if you've been listening and following, there's been quite a few of them, and the last one was I just wanted to find that balance and let things ride. I kind of wanted to go into autopilot so that things would start to calm down. I had an exciting feeling. I was excited about the different opportunities that were coming to me, but also an unsettling feeling about so many things coming to me. It's kind of like warp speed, like seeing in a space, you know, rocket or something where you're going and everything's coming at you like light speed. And that's how life was kind of feeling, starting to get too busy for me and too many opportunities. And it's like, okay, I need to just breathe. So I took a break and just got through the end of school season. Got the kids, we just had a few days off together and kind of got our summer started. And as I have been reflecting and thinking about what all we've been doing and how much joy I get from my life, I've come to realize that I'm good. I'm really good. I'm even better than good in the sense that I was yearning for changes in my life. I wanted to be away from behind the desk. I wanted to give more outreach and be of direct service to somebody. And that's come. I think God's provided yoga for me so that I can have that outreach. Creating the book club at work has given me some direct outreach and some more direct interaction with the different employees, getting to know personal things, strengths and personalities, and talking about ways that we can improve things together. So that's very fulfilling for me. And great management support from the agency, and I have great teammates. I'm very blessed in the agency that I work for. And so I'd been thinking about if I wanted direct service, I kept thinking maybe that I needed to think about retirement and pushing that up into what's the quickest possible way. And I think just this week I've realized that, no, I'm okay. I originally thought maybe when Jack graduated high school, which is his rising freshman next year, so maybe I'll stick to that path and let me just enjoy what's happening. And maybe I don't have to have it all figured out. I was reading a book, one of the yoga books. I've got a new training coming this weekend, and one of the books was The Yamas and Niyamas, Exploring Yoga's Ethical Practice. And so one of the things they said is hanging in midair. So I'm just going to run and read this to you because I think it can explain it better than I can. So much like the moment when the breath is completely exhaled, the trapeze artist has a moment when they are suspended in midair. My understanding is they have to let go of one bar and wait in midair for the next swinging bar to reach them. If they hold on to the current bar or reach for the next bar, their timing will be off and they will fall. Instead, they must let go fully to be ready for the bar swinging towards them, trusting the timing of the swing and not their own effort to reach. So, I'm really challenging myself to let go of some ideas that I have of myself. Some ideas that I had for what my life was supposed to be. I still would prefer that things had worked out and was still in that family unit of four. But that's just not my reality now. And I've been holding on in hopes that maybe that would become the reality again. And I've been holding on probably too tightly. So I'm thinking about that trapeze artist and about letting go and being in midair and being ready for something else. And maybe not trying to plan it all out so much. So let myself off the hook in that sense. Kind of hard to do for the type of personality that I am. But I think it's time to just enjoy the summer. Time to, rather than just going into an autopilot, to think about the opportunities of the stabilization of my job being that's my protection, you could say. It's my protection and my excitement at the same time. That's the stability I need for my family. And so since that's figured out and I'm not feeling like that's got to be hanging anymore, and I've got to be rushing any kind of decision for that, wondering when should I retire, that that's peace of mind. So trusting that I'm where I need to be. That's going to be difficult, but I'm going to try it on there. So, you know, if I thought about when I was thinking about retiring, about what I would want to do, and if I retired, I'd still go back to work because my kids are young and they still need college paid for, help into college, and other just living expenses and things. So even if I retired from a state government, started drawing a benefit, I'd still have to go back to work in something. And I honestly couldn't think of a better environment that I wanted to be in to work. I couldn't think of more work that I'd want to be doing right now. I'll continue to explore the yoga and get better at that, and opportunities may come, and who knows what life brings in those areas. But it all just made sense that the plan made sense to be hanging in there. And so in the other part of the book that I was reading, I was talking about possessions. And that's been something I kept thinking maybe I would deal with when I started reading a book, Essentialism, and stuff. But I really like what they said about this, so I wanted to read this too. And it's about bananas. And so they give an example of catching monkeys and why people can catch a monkey. So it says that, "I'm fascinated by ancient process of capturing monkeys in India. Like the breath in the trapeze artist, this process gives us insight into how we stay attached to objects of life and how deadly they can become. Have you noticed yourself being attached to something, whether that's an object or a special treat or something that you felt like you needed in your day, even if it's a cup of coffee, that the specialty coffee or something that you know, you just had to have that? Well, that's kind of what this is talking about with the bananas, that attachment of the objects of life and how deadly they become. So in this process of catching monkeys, small cages with narrow bars are made and a banana is placed inside the cage. The monkeys come along and they reach between the bars and they grab the banana. Then the monkeys begin the impossible task of trying to pull the banana through the bars. And here's the amazing thing. In the moment when the monkey catchers come along, the monkeys are totally free. Nothing is holding them there except that arm and the banana. Nothing's keeping them from running off to safety. All they have to do is let go of the banana. Instead, they refuse to release the banana and they're easily taken into captivity. So bananas for us are anything we expect to give us the same fulfillment the second and third time. So if we've had something that's made us happy and we want to continue to do that over and over, then we're expecting that that banana is going to produce the same result. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. And we have to be aware when our mind starts to lean on that repetitive feeling. Because feelings, as mentioned before, they're indicators and not dictators. And if we ran our life only on feelings, we wouldn't get too much done and we wouldn't be any direction. We would be scattered because our feelings go up and down. So we have to be careful about holding on to those bananas, holding on to those same feelings, holding on to those same expectations for it. We have to choose freedom. So we need to simply let go of the banana. So we're creating our own prison of captivity. What we hold begins to hold us. And as illustrated, captivity can also be an image of ourself that we insist on holding. I tend to do that. What I was saying is I wanted to be part of that four unit, that mother, father, two kids, the happy outside life that I thought I was living. I want that. But I can't get that where I am now. But I'm still holding on to that image, holding on to the image also that I can do everything alone and that I don't need someone else. I don't want the vulnerability of that. I have to start to give that up as well. And I have to allow myself to be okay with getting help, finding friends and finding other resources to help me in different things, family as well, than the particular four unit that I had, but become very isolated in that family unit. And I have to give up that image. And that's hard, and you can hear that sigh in my breath because I'm nervous. I'm nervous about what the next chapter is going to be. I'm nervous about who I'm going to be with, who I'm going to be spending my time with, whether I'm authentic, whether they really like me. All those little things still come up even as an adult, as they do for my daughter that we talked about, our going to her summer program, and now things making her nervous. And, you know, some of the same friends weren't going to be there, and she was going to have to make some new friends in her summer program, and she was very nervous about that. And as I explore new opportunities, I'm very nervous about them. Even though I'm excited about them and I'm greeting the opportunity and optimism, I'm still nervous about that. So do you get that feeling? Do you have that same thought? Because I'm thinking most of us all do. And we just shy away from sometimes what makes us uncomfortable. So I guess in the end of this big picture where I am now is, I'm good with my main career. I've got opportunities before me to continue to grow and to learn. A very supportive, wonderful agency to be with. A very important mission of higher education that I support. And life is good in that sense. I don't need to change that. That's a good feeling because I'm good at that. When I'm not trying to overanalyze it and just do the job, I'm good at it and I enjoy it. So having that piece means I can explore a few of the other things. That means that I know where my income's going to come from. I'm going to always plan. You know, there's your safety backs and other stuff like that. But I've always believed you do a good job and they're going to keep you around and stuff. So the other part is letting go. And reading through this book and understanding that this is so much more than me, but it fits me as I'm a reader. And the things and the attachments that I'm not material things as well as non-material, the self-images. And I'm just going to be aware of that and try not to have so much self-image and just trust, like the trapeze artist, to just trust that the next bar is going to come to me and I'm going to be open to receive it. And just continue to share the encouragement and blessing that comes through Christ to me with others. And that's what gets us up and going each day. And taking the opportunities to laugh with my kids and show them what just an everyday joy of life is. So I hope that you get something from this message. I hope that you get the same compassion that I'm going to show for myself, the same grace that I want to show for myself, that we just trust that the next thing, it will come to us in its own time. And it's really the one day at a time that we can think about, the one joy at a time. And we let go of those self-images, let go of our bananas, let go of the material possessions that we're striving to obtain that's adding the pressure to us. Or for me, you'll hear that one later, but I do plan to go through some decluttering stage and get rid of some of this, that stuff that is feeling like extra bricks I'm carrying around. And that'll be in another one. But reading this and understanding where those triggers are coming, to let go of those possessions of the bananas. But first I need to let go of the self-image. So try it out. Think a little bit about those. If you want to check out the book, it's The Yamas and the Inyamas by Deborah Adele. And we'll catch you later. Take off and just fly.